Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
What has been, in your mind, your points of emphasis here in this little break between games?
A million. Like I've said before, there's a million sliding scales, and you're just kind of playing around. Playing around with the edges, and I think when things aren't going the way you want, it's really important to get back to kind of ground zero and reset the gears a little bit and just focus on the things that make you good and also just simplify a lot and just be really competitive. I've said that, for a long time. So that's what I focus on, is just being a really competitive player and just keep it simple and enjoy the process and just keep moving forward.
Were there really any, in your mind, any common threads to those last two games? You know, some weird goals happened and different things going on, and anything in your mind that stood out?
No. I mean, at this point, I have a pretty good feeling of when my game is feeling very sharp and when it's not feeling very sharp. And, you go into every game, you try to have the same mentality and that confidence. And so usually you go into the game like that, and then there's some indicators where you're like, okay, I'm going to have to maybe try to manage the game a little bit here. But, it's just about if you just keep grinding and keep putting your feet on the ground, and it's just the nature of the game. There's going to be ebbs and flows, and it's hard to kind of it takes a long time to get to that point where you don't worry too much about and it's the same when you're high. I've said that right. As well, but I think that's really important too, is like when you're high, you have to remember the bad times, and so I try to do that as well. So just remain even, continue to work, continue to grind, and have faith in the process.
You talk about grinding as an individual. What's it like for this team? The team continues to grind through these games and this schedule, and you're trying to have a bounce back from last night.
Well, you got to enjoy it. I mean, I kind of love the adversity. Like, you have to love the adversity to a degree, and I said it after that Detroit game, but we had as long as I've been in the NHL, that was the longest sustained run of success that I've ever experienced as a group, and that's extremely rare. And just kind of have to keep sight of that and remember, like when we were in September and October and November, there were difficult times, and so it's important to remember that as well, that it can turn at any second, and when the momentum shifts, then you have to embrace that and continue to grind through that. So it's just a workmanlike mentality, and I think that we do a good job in here of staying even both ways.
Someone who's been on good teams before, what are some of the indicators, or what are the keys to getting ready for that jump into the postseason, like when you're in these last few games of the regular season?
Yeah, well, the game tightens up a lot. I'm sure, as you guys have seen, Ottawa was a great example last night. They're out a couple of their top guys, and they played a fantastic game, managing the game, keeping pucks in front of them, limiting high-quality, high-danger chances, and that's the name of the game in the postseason. It's not necessarily about who can create the most, but who can be the most patient and allowing the other team to make mistakes. That's really the name of the game, and you watch teams like Florida, Tampa, they do that to a T, where it's just almost machine-like at times, and they get it deep, they retrieve, they go low to high. Carolina's been on that train for like 10 years. They do it better than anybody. So that's really what the postseason is about. It's not necessarily about going out and doing more than the other opponents. It's about just being more patient, and whoever can grind those details better usually has the best chance to win.
As the U.S. men's national team takes center stage at a home World Cup, make sure you're listening to Call It What You Want, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network, where you can join me, I'm Jimmy Conrad, alongside Charlie Davies, Tony Miola, Marcelo Balboa, and Benny Feilhaber throughout this tournament for previews, instant reactions, and analysis of every U.S. match. Then all summer, we're back every Tuesday and Thursday covering all things U.S. Men's National Team. Download and follow Call It What You Want on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.